After the show, on the street, Gunnar strolled along, savoring the memory of that look. He could always pretend it had been meant for him.
Come on, we have to hurry.
Why? We have 2 days before we lift.
Not anymore. I put us on the short list.
Gunnar stopped short, careless of the crowd.
What? You put? Who's captain of this ship anyway?
Gunnar, please, not here. I would have explained, but there wasn't time, seriously.
Gunnar walked on, lengthening his stride to keep up with Basil.
So, just how long do we have?
As soon as they're loaded. I offered to help, but they said they'd rather tear down, I think they said, themselves. Less obvious.
Gunnar managed not to stop again by an act of will. He wanted to shake Basil upside down.
In other words, we're carrying fugitives.
Tarakian and Sons did not carry fugitives. It was a rule made long ago for good reason.
Not officially.
Not officially carrying or not officially fugitives.
Gunnar, please, let's just get off the street.
That was beginning to sound like a really good idea. Gunnar glanced up the street at the status board for the city's spaceport tram and moved faster. The tram deposited them at the main terminal, where they cleared the first level of security and boarded the port tram, which took them to the private bays. Once they were in the Tarakian compound, Gunnar turned on Basil.
Are we bringing them up on a family shuttle?
No, they're taking a bigger shuttle, one of the duels. But we need to prepare, I thought.
Basil,
I know. Tarakian and Sons does not carry fugitives, does not involve itself in local politics, does not interfere in legal actions.
So explain.
Gunnar tapped out the code on the shuttle's access hatch.
Yes, sir.
Heading up early, Jazz. Gunnar and Basil.
He went on with the family codes.
Opening up.
The pilot popped the hatch and Gunnar climbed in. Basil followed, but said nothing until they were both seated and strapped in.
5 to clearance. There's a bending at the Diplo shuttle coming in, and that bumps the departures back a bit.
Gunnar stared at Basil, who flushed.
A Benignity diplomatic shuttle? Does this have any relation whatsoever to the fact that we're running off with a troop of singers and dancers from... where are they from?
Various places. They're talent. You know, they come from all over.
And?
Well, they aren't fugitives. Exactly. It's just that they don't want to be. If they're not at the theater, then it won't be an issue.
And if they are?
I don't know. None of them are citizens of the Benignity. And none of them have committed the crime. They're just... maybe people of the Benignity would rather have stay there.
Captives?
Of a sort. Maybe. I don't know. I just know they wanted to be out of here before the Benignity diplomatic mission arrived and got settled.
And they knew it was coming.
Apparently.
Basil still looked embarrassed, which Gunnar knew from experience meant he hadn't yet told all he knew. Gunnar felt tired. Dragging facts out of Basil had exhausted better men than he.
Please, Basil. I'm the captain now. I have to know. Are we going to be pursued by Benignity warships? By Familia's warships? Are we transporting stolen property? State secrets?
Basil glanced out the window as the shuttle rolled forward slowly and pursed his lips.
I don't think we'll be pursued by anyone. Certainly not before we can make it into jump.
Gunnar did not think that not before we can make it into jump was anything like not pursued, but he waited for the rest of it.
As far as I know, there is no stolen property. I made that clear to her, and she said there was nothing. State secrets? I didn't ask about that, because if they are running with data, she wouldn't tell me anyway.
So, do you think they'll be out of the theater before the Benignity gets there?
I think so, yes. If all went well, they weren't that far behind us. She said they'd be packing as the play went on.
I assume by she, you mean Betharnia. Is she the owner of the troupe or something? I thought she was just a leading lady.
She's the manager, yes, as well as the female lead. Something happened to the manager they had before.
When? Where?
I think on tour in Vorhoft.
Which just happens to be in the Benignity. Basil, if you weren't my cousin and partner, I would tearfully brain you.
I know.
Delay. That pig-tongued Benignity shuttle has asked traffic control for a hold for some reason.
Ugh.
Gunnar easily interpreted Basil's reaction. The same thought was running through his own mind. He flicked down the seatcom screen and patched into the pilot's download of the local net. Ships at station, 7. Lucky number, 7. Sometimes. But there'd been more than that when they docked 4 days ago. Ships in system, incoming, 3. He relaxed slightly. Ships outbound, 11. He frowned and checked the departure times.
Did you notice this, Basil?
What? No. Wait, there should be more docked upstairs.
Right. And look at the departure times. Compared to the first scan record of the Benignity diplomatic mission.
Ouch. Chicken scattering before a hawk.
And you have us on the ground, away from the ship. A nice fat chicken, with the hawk already stooping.
Gunnar knew who would be blamed if Tarakian and Sons lost by it. He was the captain, after all, and he was supposed to be in control. But before his uncle reduced him to mincemeat, if he survived to be minced, he could take a few chunks out of Basil.
Sorry. Did you know the station master up there is a Consuline agent?
No. And if you think that bit of information is going to distract me...
The ships that left, they're all Consuline sept flags.
You're right. So, does that mean the Consulines are playing some game with the Benignity or what?
I don't know, but Betharnia might. If we can get her safely away.
Fat chance now.
All's unlocked. They've moved us up past the scheduled shuttle. They've got a red light on something. You ready for immediate takeoff?
Yes.
The shuttle swung onto another approach lane to the main runway. Far off to the right, Gunnar could see the main terminal, surrounded by the winking lights of other shuttles and long-haul aircraft. As they turned again, he saw something behind them.
Something's on our tail, Jazz.
I know. Orbital shuttle outbound, Tarakian and Sons, 2 passengers, ID 328Y. Auto shuttle outbound, Tarakian and Sons, cleared cargo, manifest 235AX7.
Check, 328Y, cleared.
Gunnar looked at Basil, who turned to look out the window.
Basil, what do you know about an auto shuttle shadowing us?
I hope that it's a cargo shuttle.
Failure to declare passengers is an offense under local and familias law, Basil.
I know.
Their own shuttle rolled forward on the right-hand margin of the runway. He leaned to look out the left-hand windows. Sure enough, the other craft had come up beside them, the safest launch for an autopilot shadow, and far less visible from the main terminal.
Are there passengers on that shuttle, Basil?
I don't know. Maybe.
No use arguing until they got to the station. If they did. Gunnar leaned back as acceleration shoved him into the seat. Jazz pulled both ships up into a steep climb once they were off the ground, then directed the cargo shuttle, unlit and almost invisible, to a safe distance. They cleared atmosphere without any problems that Gunnar knew about, and he had patched in to the pilot's communications. On approach to the station, he heard Jazz's bland explanation to traffic control.
The boss has us on a short list, so I thought I'd just autopilot the cargo shuttle up. Otherwise, I'd have to ferry Reuben down to bring it.
Someday one of you guys is gonna crash one of those auto shuttles and kill us all!
Not this day. I'm going to dock her right onto the Fortune. No danger to the station at all.
What about her papers?
Manifest 235AX7. Clear.
All right, just be careful.
You won't feel a thing.